Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Chairman. How are you?
I'm a bit fine. I'm driving. I might be awkward a bit, but we are asked that as we speak, we must put our cameras on. I'm driving, so I'm in an awkward space.
Why should we put our cameras on, my elder brother?
I don't know. That's what the officials are saying.
I'll let them give us the reason. Some of us are ugly. I'm ugly today.
Yeah, me too. Me too, but that's the instruction. Nosipho, what is the reason, maybe?
For broadcast purposes and also for media to recognize people that are talking. And there's a complaint, Chairperson, that this committee is worse when it comes to showing faces.
We know each other with our voices. When we speak, chair will show our faces. But okay. then after a minute or so, we close so that we don't lose the network. Sometimes the network is bad in our country.
That is also fine, RTM.
No, Mina will show my face when the chair says I must speak or Mama can say I must speak. Thank you.
Yeah, no, but where's Nyoyobela when Nosipho Onga Chelanga in advance?
I just person.
I want to go in Mganwa.
It's a standard, Chairperson, not only for today, you know.
We need to go and get our coats and our t-shirts with a collar now.
Yeah, I don't have it. I'm driving. Okay, now, good morning, and I think we need to start the meeting. It is 2 minutes into the time of the we are 2 minutes into the meeting. I think we must start the meeting. Good morning, everybody, and fly the agenda. Okay. The agenda is before us. The meeting is duly opened. You are all welcome. And I must say that I'm sure we must all be ready, though we have got a coming from difficult situations where we were. We must try to recover lost time. We are one of the committees that are a little bit backward in terms of the according to the parliament record. I'm not sure whether it is true or not that we are missing our time frames in as far as our PPRs and all other parliament processes. We are a little bit backward, and I think we need to recover and be on par, Mama Gazi and Baba Matlomo, and for us not to be seen to be defensive all the time. You are all welcome. Can we take a moment of silence for mediation or prayer? And or prayer? Thank you very much. The agenda is before us. Apologies, Nosipho.
Yes, Chairperson, the Minister, Mr. Mthunu, and the DG, Dr. Phillips, are unable to attend this meeting. They are out of the country in Stockholm on business. Committee member, Mr. Hendricks, submitted an apology, and Ms. Peterson will join the meeting later. That is all, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we haven't received a substitute of the member that we have lost to, Mamu Ukoni.
I have not received anything yet, Chairperson.
Okay. I must wish you well in endeavors. Thank you very much. The agenda is before us. We are now at the item number 4. Mama Gadzi or Mama Shobo, whoever is going to lead.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members, members from the Department of Water and Sanitation and functionaries from the National Assembly. Let me indicate that today we will be presenting the bill, which actually has been processed to cabinet, and now it is back for just to give information to the portfolio committee as to how are we progressing with regard to the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency, but also to indicate to honorable members that this bill is the bill which actually will be able to assist us in making sure that in the eventuality it gets assigned to by the president. It will be the bill that will assist the department to can be able to fast track, in particular, the infrastructure, water infrastructure and sanitation infrastructure in the country. But also to indicate, Chairperson, that as we moving into this bill, there are some measures and some other things that we will be doing. The TCTA will form part of this bill as we're going forward as an agency that will be able to assist, because partially we have been having a vehicle which actually is assisting the department, but we are now looking forward to making sure that in the end we should be able to have an agency which actually will be resident in the department, but the agency that will be able to make sure that we do what South Africans are expecting of us. I am accompanied by my colleague, Deputy Minister Mahlobo, and before we give to the acting DG, Mayor Funda Kubi, I will request Deputy Minister Mahlobo to just say a word or two with respect to this bill. Thanks, Chairperson.
No, thank you very much, Chair, Honorable Comrade Mashiko, and all other honorable members, and to Mayor Tikelet Magatsi, the Deputy Minister who's leading the delegation. Chairperson, we just want to firstly convey our sincere thanks that you are allowing us to bring this important piece of work. And like Mama Magatsi is indicating, we are very pleased that the cabinet led by His Excellency President, they've looked at this matter. It's not a new matter. And the other honorable members will be most familiar, especially Honorable Person and others. And we intend to move, because this sixth administration, one of the things was to consolidate the issues of infrastructure, so that we can be able to go to use the balance sheet we have. And so that at least we will be able to go to the market with this organization, the agency. That will be one of the state-owned agencies. So that that balance sheet in terms of the assets we own as a department, and especially in the infrastructure, especially the bulk infrastructure, we are able to raise the money in the markets as part of our social compact, the role of the private sector, but also to be able to draw the necessary capacity to ensure that the issues of water security for our country, especially for socioeconomic development, in the main, they are covered until 2030, 2040, and 2050. That's the most important instrument. And there are no intentions, Chairperson, to actually privatize water. The state will still be playing a most important aspect when it looks at the objects of the bill around the question of water for human needs for current and future generations, which is very important. That we will always play our part as a state so that the issues of affordability are not a problem in dealing with these issues, Chairperson, but including also the issues of institutional mechanism that must be dealt with. We will want also to indicate, Chair, that this organization will also be in the main at the bedrock, will be formed by the TCTA, including our construction unit that is here in the department. You know about it. But the department will still also be able to maintain some capacity. We are not going to hold the capacity from the organization as a state. These are some of the issues. Therefore, before there is the issues of receiving the public comments for a period of 90 days, because we are going to be gazetting the bill again, we'll be very thorough, because the last time in the fourth administration, this bill was brought towards the end of that administration. And in the fifth administration, this bill was never brought back. But this matter finds resonance in the National Development Plan. It's clearly articulated there that this is one of the mechanisms. That's how the National Planning Commission have looked at these particular issues. And we are looking forward in your guidance in terms of having the first bite on this document as it's going to be going out, but also following a particular roadmap to ensure that nobody is left behind, especially the water users, whether it's ordinary citizens, whether it is organized industries, whether it is water services authorities, everybody that is affected by water, will want them to have a voice so that ultimately when this organization or agency is formed, is able to respond to our current challenges. It's a long overdue intervention. Thank you very much, Chair. And through Mama Katz, will allow the acting DG, Ms. Findagubi, and the team to take you as our leaders through this presentation. Ngiyabonga leadership.
What happened with my... good morning, members. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. I'm going to take you through the presentation in terms of the bill as outlined by the DMs. The content of the presentation will give you the purpose, the introduction, the problem statement, as well as the rationale and the objective of the bill and the overview of the agency bill. As alluded, it will give you the background and the progress on the establishment of the National Resource Infrastructure Agency Bill. DM has already indicated that the department is giving effect to the 2030 vision embodied in the NDP, and it's currently in the process of drafting the bill, which has gone through the cabinet for consultation purpose for the public. The bill will then address the issues relating to the water security, as well as the socio-economic growth and development, which are highly dependent on the development and the operation and maintenance of the national water infrastructure, resource infrastructure. The establishment of the agency and the bill itself, it's a founding legislation for the lawful establishment of the agency, but it does not replace or supersede any of the acts that are currently in use, which is the National Water Act and the Water Services Act. But it is read with these two pieces of legislation and all other legislation that we are entrusted to abide to. The bill will not cause any of the institution emanating from the above acts to be replaced. And the bill itself, it will be governed by the Constitution and also the Public Service, Public Finance Management Act. why the bill has been initiated. We are aware that the country requires an ongoing and the sustainable mega water resource infrastructure built program. And that is the reason why the bill will also be dealing with the operation and maintenance. And however, due to the fiscal constraints, the department cannot rely on significant fiscal support. And as a result, the department currently, because it cannot raise the capital directly on the financial markets, and it is reliant on the current institution TCTA, which is a special purpose vehicle to finance and implement the viable economic project. Based on the PFMA, the agency would be able to raise the commercial and development of finance domestically as well as internationally. And because currently the current financial model used by the TCTA of raising the finance is backed by the offtake agreements. And we will then be, with the introduction of the bill, it will then be expanded by leveraging the assets on the agency balance sheet. The current national water resources infrastructure base is properly managed and maintained, can be leveraged to fund and develop the infrastructure requirements identified in the National Water Master Plan. The establishment of the agency has the added advantage of an institution that separates the policy development and regulatory responsibilities of the department as the custodian of the national water resource from the development and implementation responsibilities for the infrastructure management. Therefore, the bill seeks to incorporate and establish the agency as a jurisdiction person that is wholly owned and controlled by the state. The agency, as we have indicated, will be a combination of merging the current water trading account in the department as well as the TCTA to make an entity which will be the agency. And the national water assets will be transferred to the agency once it is established. What are the objectives, therefore, of the bill is to ensure a sustainable, equitable, and reliable supply of water from the national water resource infrastructure. And to meet our constitutional obligations as set out in Section 10 of the Constitution, of which is the human dignity, life, a safe environment, and to access to water, and the national and regional social and economic objectives of the policy. One of the objectives will be to utilize its asset base and the cash flow to raise funds to develop infrastructure for social and economic development purposes. It will also to fund the cost of national water resource infrastructure development operations and maintenance, and to perform the treaty and non-treaty functions currently being performed by TCTA. The overview of the bill, I will take you through in terms of what each chapter will entail in terms of the bill. as we are aware, or the main and the objective of establishing this bill is also to address the current fragmentation of asset management and the revenue collection functions of the National Water Resource Infrastructure in the department. And therefore, chapter one of the bill will deal with the definitions and the purpose of the bill, which will articulate the terminology which is used in the act and the purpose of the agency. Chapter two of the bill will deal with the establishment of the agency, the founding documents being the memorandum and notice of the incorporation, the enabled legislation, which will be section schedule two of PFMA, and also the Companies Act of 2008. The reasons for establishing the agency, as well as the functions of the agency, including the financing, the development operations and maintenance of the national water resource infrastructure. Chapter three will deal with governance issues. With the establishment of this agency, we will ensure that governance is strengthened, and also transparency in the water sector by separating the roles on for being a player and a referee. So in chapter three, we'll deal with the governance of the agency as any other entity, state-owned entity. The agency will be governed and be comprised with the executive and the appointment of the board. The board will have committees that will be established, and the minister will be the delegated authority to appoint the board. When appointing the board, the issue of the skills and the experience will be taken into consideration, so that the board is comprised of the requisite skills that it needs to run the entity. The board will have the chairperson and the deputy chairperson. The term of the office will be the 3 years. And once the board is been appointed, the issue of the filling of the vacancies will have to be taken into consideration, in mindful that we would have merged the two entities, which is TCTA as well as the WTE. But when there will be vacancies that are identified, those gaps will have to be filled. There will be shareholders compact that is signed between the entity, which is the agency, as well as the shareholder, which is the department. The committees will then appoint subcommittees that will run the organization in terms of different subcommittees that is which is in line with the Companies Act. All board members will be expected to disclose their interest, and the delegations, including limitation on delegating borrowing powers. Meeting of the board will be expected to meet at least three times a year. But in exceptions where there will be special meetings that requires the board to meet, the board will be granted that approval that it meets as and when it requires in terms of the special meetings. The board will be guided through the principle following the King IV report. Chapter four will deal with the appointment of the chief executive officer and the CFO, as well as the delegations that will be entrusted to them and the powers that will be given for them to appoint any employees that are required in the agency. Chapter 5 will deal with the financial matters, reporting and accountability. As indicated, that the agency will have the powers to go to the market and to source and do borrowing by the agency, subject to approval. Minister may decide to delegate power for agency to act as a billing agent and collect water use charges for its own account and for others. This is for the purpose of the revenue collection that the agency will have to deal with. The agency will be entrusted to prepare the annual budget in line with the corporate plan, as well as the strategic plan that will be developed by the executive as per the PFMA as well as the MFMA. It will be required to submit quarterly reports in line with the corporate plan that would have been approved, prepare financial statements and the annual report according to the statutory reporting, and the board will notify the minister of any significant events and impacts on objectives and targets of the agency. Chapter 6 will deal with the transfer of national water resource infrastructure and the disestablishment of the TCTA. Once the agency is being established, the TCTA will cease to exist, and the minister will designate a national water resource infrastructure and transfer it to the agency on the date that will be determined by the minister. The process of the de-establishment of the TCTA will follow the process of the Gazette notice after the consultation and the arrangements that will be made with the government of Lesotho and the lenders. In the process of the disestablishment, there will be the registering of the real rights, the deeds officer registration required if such a right vested in, transfer of personal servitudes, and disposing of the national water resource infrastructure by the agency, and as well as the acquisition of the land. The acquisition of the land will be in conjunction with the Minister of Public Works as the custodian of the land for all the government properties. Chapter 7 will deal with the powers of the minister. The delegation by the minister will be the powers and the functions which may and may not be delegated. The additional functions of the minister may in writing request the agency to plan and design and construct and maintain or rehabilitate the infrastructure as further projects which were not budgeted for, including international projects, after consultation with the Minister of Finance and Public Enterprise, and subject to the suitable financial arrangements that would be in place. One of the powers of the minister will be the expropriation in terms of Section 25 of the Constitution, the investigation of the agency, the intervention by the minister in terms of the remedial actions at the minister's discretion, and the appointment of an administrator. Lastly will be the regulations, that a power of the minister that may not be delegated allows for the setting out of the incidental administration and procedural matters and the proper implementation of the bill. Chapter 8 which will be the last chapter, will deal with any miscellaneous provisions. In terms of this chapter, it will deal with the subsidiary company. The agency may establish a subsidiary in terms of the Companies Act by way of special resolution and consultation with the Minister of the Water and Sanitation, Public Service Administration, as well as Minister of Finance. The issue of liquidation, if it arises, the agency or any subsidiary may not be liquidated unless by an act of parliament. Documents relating to litigations against the agency, minister must be informed of all summons and applications served on the agency. Transitional provisions and savings, anything that's done in terms of the National Water Act will still be valid and enforced in or effect to the extent that it is consistent with this act until overridden by a provision of this act. Any offenses and penalties, and also the short title and commencement and name of the act and date of the program promulgation. So where are we now in terms of the bill? The bill was tabled to cabinet on the 17th of August, and it was approved for publication for public consultation for a period of 90 days. At this stage, the Gazette notice has not been signed. Once it is signed, it will be published in September, so that the commencement of the 90 days publication it commences. And once once all the consultation has taken place, the final bill will be submitted to cabinet for approval for submission to parliament. And it is estimated that process will take place in April 2023 if all the system goes well in terms of the consultation. And the bill will then be submitted to parliament in July 2023, and then thereafter then the start of the consultation in terms of the unions, because we have to have engagement with the stakeholders, and one of the major stakeholders in the process is the unions. And in the process of that, we'll also have to have the change management that will implement in order for the employees that will be transferred to the agency to be taken through the process of the establishment. And because we also have the Lesotho, which is the lenders to the TCTA, they need to be consulted as well. And depending on when the bill will be passed by the parliament, then the bill will be established, and then the board will be appointed. But I need to indicate that in conclusion, Chairperson and the members, that there will be risk that we need to manage. Some of the risk that I identify are the issues of the human resource management, and as well as the labor relations, as I've indicated that we would have to engage with the labor as well as to conduct the change management. The issue of financing is also the risk, because this will be the merging of the two entities which works in a different systems as well. So the issue of the inaccurate projections and the limited market interest are also part of the risk that we need to manage. The issue of the revenue management, we also have to manage. But to mitigate that, Chairperson, we will be required to develop a comprehensive risk management planning and the plan in terms of mitigating the risk. Chairperson, that would be the end of my presentation. Thank you.
Yes, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we are comfortable with the presentation as put forward to yourselves by the acting DG. I will await responses and clarity questions or any other question that might come from members on the platform. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. May I see members raising their hands on the platform? It will help if you do that. I do not see a hand. Is it because we are all happy? Okay. I can see the hand of Mam Tseke. It is the only hand. We hear you, Mam Tseke.
Thanks, Chair, and good morning to your good self, the two DMs connected to this meeting, to my colleagues and to all the officials present. Chair, I think from my side, personally, I'm comfortable for now in terms of the progress. There's a lot of noise. Background noise, Chair.
Sicela ubone face kwa sis Grace.
DM ke na le mathata. There's a lot of background noise. I don't know where is it coming from. Che, is it coming from you? Okay, thank you very much. I'm happy. I'm comfortable for now with regard to the proposed bill, because remember we've been talking about it for quite some time, and even the president has raised it in several times in his State of Nation address. And I think thus far I'm comfortable with the process, but my worry it's the time frames. Remember next year, July 2023, as acting DG has correctly spelled out, probably we will be starting with our program of elections. All the political parties generally will be on the ground in preparation for 2024 general or national elections. So I'm not quite sure whether we're going to make it for this term, DM Mahlobo. Are we going to, because probably if it's our bill is going to be tabled in the National Assembly, it will therefore require us as the committee to do proper, you know, public participation process, which takes time on its own. So I'm not quite sure whether is it going to materialize this term, Chair. If we can just increase our speed, move faster, so that we can be able to accommodate it in this sixth term, I think we'll then appreciate that. But probably we'll go in details when you are done with your internal processes, because procedurally you must then table it in Parliament and we start to interact, informing all our stakeholders within our Parliament. But thanks, Chair.
I don't see any other hand, and I think I share the very same sentiment in terms of time frame. Are you not going to try to shorten it, Mama Katsi? Is there no way? If there is, please let's do that. But I don't see any other hand. Let's hear your comment.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think this is a valid concern, because in the fourth administration, it lapsed and it never came back in the fifth administration. So basically, internally, we will be able to look into what are the things that we can be able to do and make sure that it comes before the end, or probably maybe at the beginning of the first quarter of the financial year 2023-24, and see how far we can be able to push it. But we're going to look at it internally. Let me just say that once we have looked at that, we definitely will be able to inform you, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. But actually, we're still going to have a problem because it will lapse in the National Council of Provinces once you are able to process it. But give us time to look at it, and then we'll come back to you and say this is how we can be able to shorten the process. Thanks very much. Dear Matlobo.
I mean, there is a hand of this Nancy. Maybe let her speak. Matlobo can address that too. Isn't
it? Chair, good morning.
Morning.
I think as I agree with the presentation as presented, but one would like to see when the act is on the implementation and processes, therefore. I raised the issue because when we came here in the sixth parliament, we raised a lot of issues in terms of this Water Resource Act. And those have never been, they didn't manage to come back for us to see how they have been addressed. And now that we are in this process, it would help us empower more for some of the issues that we raise. Have been presented here. Now, as they unpack towards the enactment and implementation, would help us to be well informed. I just wanted that, Chair. Otherwise, I support the presentation. No problem. Thank you, Chair.
Other hand. Thank you very much. There is no other hand.
No, thank you, Chair. And we welcome the input. The issues of the timelines, immediately we complete the 90 days when it comes out now in September, it will be able to carry us until the before the 15th of December, which is a process that we'll be able to do. Then from the early next year, we should be able to do the introduction of the bill, and it should not take that long. But the only sticky issue here on our timelines that we need to manage is the consultation, especially last time it was the lack of consultation with NEDLAC, which was one of those particular issues. But we are very pleased that we'll actually run a tighter ship. We know that the business of Parliament will end around May next year, or 90 days after, not May next year, May 2024, or 90 days thereafter, after the last elections were held. We know that there might be issues like Honorable Sis Gracious is raising. We should be able to do that. But the other issues, Mamstry, that we are raising, we are still going to come back with the proposed amendments around the National Water Act. In the main, the National Water Act, which was one of the acts that is hailed as one of the best legislation. After 24 years, that legislation and chair, I nearly called you National Chair, Mashiach. Chair, there are areas of concern. One of the areas of concern, we have to respond to the constitutional judgment around the issues of transfer of water, as an example, the issues of redress and existing lawful uses and transformation. We'll come back. But you know that yourselves on the Water Services Act, there are fundamental issues that will also come and suggest to you that we need to look at. Remember the role of the department to intervene in municipalities, especially the invoking of Section 63 to have proper regulations on how to do that. Those are the issues, Mamuslwai, that we have always raised yourself sharply. They are not actually falling through the cracks. This is the first one of the number of legislations that we think we should be able to move as a matter of agency as a priority. But the others around water resources, we will be able to come back and propose to say what are the areas very shortly. And then we'll have to make a determination whether do we have to actually amend the act, whether where there are certain issues to be clarified in those acts. If not, we'll then be able to put in the necessary regulation. Those regulations would not actually proceed without bringing them to the House through yourselves. Thank you very much, Bob Mashir. You are muted, Bob Mashir.
I was saying there is no other hand. It means then we have come to the acceptance of the proposed bill to get through the process. Thank you very much, DMs and the acting DG. Ms. Lipo, where are we?
Closing remarks, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. The meeting has come to an end. I think we're very effective. We must thank you for having cooperated in having the shortest meeting ever in our life. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Long live the chair.
Long live the chair.
I protest that people were not showing their faces. Others were being told to show faces, no see.
DM.
We miss you.
Hence, I'm not opening my video. My apology for that. Yeah.
Your loscope is starting, Sis Grace.
You must come and brief us. Yeah, we'll schedule that.
We have been fighting for those people of Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Things are coming nicely now.
We want you to come back. Yeah.
Yeah. We must come back. We have been fighting for people of Skukune.
Okay. You wanted to see me? Where I look like a chair?
Oh,
beautiful with them.
You want the women's mark, GM. So you want to see me as a man?
Mali Bongo, you look nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.